Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're pleased to be joined in studio this weekend by District 5 Tuolumne County Supervisor Carl Rodifer. We're in the midst of a five-part series talking with the individual Tuolumne County Supervisors. Supervisor Rodifer, my next question I'll ask you is just in regards to the economy. You know, what are you noticing right now, you know, for District 5 and the county when it comes to how our economy is faring?
Well, BJ, I think that this is a very important issue, probably the most important issue that I think that we deal with, is how do we keep our economy moving in an upward vector. That in the final analysis will pretty much help us fix most of our other problems a little bit better and a little bit faster. I think our economy is doing pretty well right now. It took us a while to come out of what Mr. Pedro likes to call the Great Recession. And I think that we're finally seeing a pretty solid upward vector in the county. I don't think we'll ever have a hugely steep upward vector, but I do think that we're on a positive growth path. I think Larry Cope, our EDA director, is doing a great job at bringing businesses in here. I do want to talk about things that I think that we can do, not just as a county government, but as communities within Tuolumne County. I'm going to go back to that recovery project, that partnership between the Jamestown Downtown Merchants and the Sheriff's Office. Cleaning that up, I've gotten huge feedback from the merchants down in Jamestown on the very positive impact that they had on their businesses, literally overnight. People were coming in that said that they had not come in a long time because of the environment down there, and that they were very happy to be back. The merchants saw their businesses picking up almost immediately. It's things like this that we can do to make our communities more attractive that in a very short period of time can result in a very positive business growth in our communities. So I think that's a good model. And obviously it came from a problem that not every community in our county has on a day at that severity on a day-to-day basis. But there are a lot of ways that by our communities coming together with our governmental structures can have a very, very positive impact on our business picture here in the county. But overall, I think we are on an upward vector. I am very, very encouraged by the growth of businesses that are being started and run by the younger generation. For a long time, we had, you know, a lot of people with hair the color of mine running a lot of our small businesses, and now I'm seeing more and more young people, and they bring new ideas, they bring a fresh flavor to our business community, and I think that's all a huge positive, and I'm really excited about that.
You know, one industry, too, that I think a lot of people in this area really keep a close eye on is the forest products industry, and I know you as a supervisor do as well. How are you feeling about the future of that industry?
Well, I think that that one of the positive aspects about that I'm seeing working particularly with our federal government is an increasing, and state government, I can't leave them out either, but everybody seems to now recognize what this board has been saying as long as I've been on it, and quite a number of years before I got on it, and that is that it is better, way better, to spend the money that you need to manage your forests and your natural resources wisely, so that you don't have catastrophes like we had with Rimfire and other fires that have been running rampant up and down the Sierras. The head of the Sierra Nevada Conservancy, I heard him speak one time, and he basically said, my purpose here today giving this pitch is to scare the heck out of everybody in this room. He says, if we don't start managing, and this is several years ago, if he says, if we don't start managing our forests better, then we are going to see a day when this entire Sierra Nevada is burned. And so I'm encouraged that that message has been captured by a wide variety of people from all sorts of political backgrounds and beliefs, and I really see an exciting future coming on with hopefully some increased federal spending on our national forests. It's really a long time overdue.
Next thing I want to ask you about is the budget that was recently approved. That was a tough budget year, and looking ahead to next year, is there most likely going to be some additional tough budget decisions?
Well, I think that we've kind of got a change the way that we view the budget process, and I'm not saying change the process, but really change the way that we think in terms of the budget going forward. The reality is that we are not going to, without doing something on the revenue side of the picture, we can't continue with current and projected revenues to meet our obligations, because quite frankly the cost of doing business is growing faster than the revenues are increasing. And we have been in an increasing revenue paradigm for quite a while, at least the last 2 years anyway. And I think we've got a reasonable projection that will probably continue for a while. There will be some big bumps in the road. There will be a retraction in the economy at some point. We know that from history. But I see a pretty solid picture going forward. But our cost of doing business is still outstripping our normal revenue increases, which comes from development, business progress and things like that. So I think, we're taking a look at how we fix the revenue side of our picture. Otherwise, we're going to continue in government to do more and more with less and less people until we can do everything with nothing. And we all know that that's not possible. So I think we really need to look at the revenue side of our budget.
During the last budget debate, you spoke and kind of advocated for funding for water consultant services. John Mills has been serving as a consultant for the county. Why did you feel that was such an important thing?
Well, John Mills' contract title is probably a little bit of a misnomer. He's contracted with us as a water consultant, but he's really proven to be a huge resource across the entire spectrum of natural resources, including forestry management. We're a small county. We can't go out and hire a big lobbying firm to have a presence in Washington, D.C. And John is a unique individual. First of all, he lives in Columbia, happens to live in my district. So he's passionate about Tuolumne County, and he really cares about Tuolumne County. But he's also got years and decades of experience working with people from all across the political spectrum, from legislators at the state and the federal level on both sides of the aisle. He's somebody that can actually get things written into bills for us on behalf of us and has. And it's just something that it would cost us 3 to 5 times as much as we're paying him to have the same kind of services from someone else. So it's just a real force multiplier.
Need to take one more break. We're talking with Supervisor Carl Rotifer on this weekend's Motherlode Views in the midst of a 5-part series talking with the individual Tuolumne County supervisors. Next week, we'll be hearing from Supervisor Sherry Brennan and then later from Supervisor John Gray and Evan Royce. Last week, we heard from Supervisor Randy Hanveld. If you happen to miss that show, you can listen in the multimedia section of mymotherlode.com. We'll continue with our final segment of Motherlode Views, brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small, in just a minute.